I was going to tell him everything. Big Pink. Did I say our band was called Big Pink? Lizzie, the Works. There was no need for me to lie. I guess I felt a little queasy listening to the other guys because their reasons for being up there seemed pretty solid. Jesus. Everyone understood why Maureen's life wasn't worth living. And sure, Martin had dug his own grave, but even so, that level of humiliation and shame, I doubt if I'd have stuck around as long as he had. And Jess was very unhappy, and very nuts. I'd been dumped by a girl, and my band wasn't going anywhere. Big fucking deal. I just lost my nerve. Okay, I'm JJ, and what's that stand for? Asked Jess. I hate my name. See, what happened was, my dad was one of those self-educated guys, and he spent too much time listening to the BBC World Service on his big old shortwave radio. He was real hung up on this dude called John Julius Norwich, who was like a lord or something, and writes books about churches and stuff. And that's me, John fucking Julius. Is John Julius a good name for a high school dropout? Nope. JJ's okay, though. JJ's cool. That's my business. Anyway, I'm here because I'll find out what your name is. How? I'll come around your house and ransack it until I find something that tells me. Your passport or bank book, and if I can't find anything, then I'll steal something you love, and I won't give it back until you coughed up. Jesus. What gives with this girl? You'd rather do that than call me by my initials? Yeah, I hate not knowing things. I don't know you very well, said Martin, but if you're really troubled by your own ignorance, there should be one or two things higher up the list than that. Do you know who the Chancellor of the Exchequer is, or who wrote Moby Dick? No, said Jess, but they're not secrets. I don't like not knowing secrets. JJ's good enough for us. But the moment had gone. Everyone was tetchy, and Jess was fucking aggressive, and it just seemed like if I started crapping on about Big Pink and Lizzie, then I'd only piss her off. I stared at them all for a moment. I'm dying, I said. See, I never thought I'd run into them again. I was sure that sooner or later we'd shake hands, wish each other a happy whatever, and then either trudge back down the stairs or jump off the fucking roof. It never occurred to me that this was going to come back and repeat on me like a gherkin in a Big Mac. What you got? Said Jess. AIDS? AIDS fitted the bill. You could wander around with it for months. Everyone knew it was incurable. And yet, I'd had a couple of friends who died from it, and it's not the sort of disease you joke about. AIDS, I knew I should leave the fuck alone. But which fatal disease was more appropriate? Leukemia? The Ebola virus? I got this brain thing. It's called CCR, which is, of course, Creedence Clearwater Revival. One of my all-time favorite bands. I didn't think any of them looked like fans. Maureen was too uncool, Jess was too young, and Martin was the kind of guy who'd only have smelled a rat if I told him I was dying of incurable ABBA. It's cranial corno something. I was pleased with the cranial bit. That sounded about right. You win, said Jess. Really? I was stupidly pleased. Oh, yeah, dying? Fuck. You've got trumps, man. How long have you got? Shut up, Jess, said Martin. What have I said now? I wanted to know what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with anything, I said. I'm dealing with it. Not very well, Jess said. And this coming from the girl who can't deal with being dumped? We fell into a hostile silence. Well, said Martin, here we all are then. Now what? Said Jess. You're going home, for a start.
Why should I?
Because we're going to march you there.
On one condition.
Go on.
You help me find Chaz first.
But you don't need our help, I said. We don't know how to start looking for Chaz.
I want you to come with me.
Why?
Because I get weird on my own. That's how I ended up here.
What do you think? Said Martin to the rest of us.
I'm not going anywhere, said Maureen. I'll be dead by the morning.
Okay.
Because they'll come looking for me.
Who?
The people in the respite home.
What if they can't find you? Said Jess.
They'll put Maddie somewhere terrible.
Does he give a shit?
Maureen looked at Martin helplessly. Is it the money? Said Martin. Is that why you have to be dead by the morning?
I only paid for one night, said Maureen.
Have you got the money for more than one night?
Yes.
So phone them up and tell them he'll be staying too.
Why?
Do you want to die? Really? Now, that was a good question.